Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Klaus. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Canizzaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Parsons. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Parsons. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Allie reaches second base with a double. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allie moves to third. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Canis Zarro interferes with Law, who is awarded first base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Allie scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Verdon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Cowan reaches second base with a double. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowan moves to third. One out. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clendenin moves to third. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Andre Rogers now playing first base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Canis Zaro and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a fly ball towards right. Lewis catches it and throws to home to double up Bailey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cowan is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Canizaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Tom Parsons. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Hiller moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Pirates. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Pirates. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Dennis Ribbent. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Galen Cisco now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 11-0, Pirates. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. It's 12-0, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 12. And the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing right field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Alley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 12, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.